Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, November 12th. Let's jump right in, shall we?
Oh, boy.
Because being married makes you healthier.
Oh, now we're talking.
Contrary to what the thoughts are that, you know, being married puts you in an early grave. They've actually said, according to Ohio State University, they interviewed 90 married couples, and they asked about their health. And they interviewed straight women, lesbians, and gay men, and right. They found out that their partner's health was actually to check on their partner's health and encourage them to see a doctor. Meanwhile, straight men seemed to take a backseat when it came to their health and their partner's health.
So other people are encouraging them, but they're not really doing a lot of encouraging. They're not really doing a lot of listening, it sounds like.
That's it. For some reason, guys are just afraid of the doctor, and I can't figure out why that is. But early detection and prevention prevents having to having those big words that really scare the you know what out of you.
I can tell you why. It's that index finger.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking. Yeah, it's the DRE as it's called in the business.
And, you know, honestly, guys, if that really bothers you that much, you can opt out of it. You don't have to have that test.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. I mean, I've had worse dentistry. Come on.
So don't worry about it. All right, so there you go. It's on that one. Plus, this is kind of good for angry fingers, and you have your Facebook Messenger. Now you have up to 10 minutes to unsend a message if you sent perhaps a racy photo to the wrong person.
Where were you before the midterm elections? That's when we needed it.
That's true.
It's funny because a lot of times, too, it'll just be that I've typed something incorrectly or incomplete, right?
Right.
So, you know, I have my settings where on Facebook, if I just hit enter, it sends. And then sometimes on a normal typewriter, if I hit enter, it spaces down. So, you know, when you're not thinking about which app you're in and you hit enter and then suddenly you're halfway through a thought, especially if you're a lot of times me, I'll be talking about relationship advice or counseling my friends on something.
You you don't want to be wrong on that one.
Oh, so I'll get halfway through a thought and then I won't have the, you know, the meat of the thought and then I'll hit enter and I'm like, wait, I'm not done. That's not what I wanted to say.
Oh, no, didn't want to send that.
Yeah.
So there you go. It should be coming to a messenger near you. Morning people apparently have lower risk of breast cancer.
I like this.
Yeah, this is pretty cool information.
They're not really sure why though, are they?
They have absolutely no idea why, but they did look at women who had breast cancer and those who did not, and they also looked at kind of like their lifestyles, what they do, and part of their lifestyle is when they wake up and when they sleep, and they did find that there was women who have who are early risers tend to have less breast cancer.
How about that?
So I don't know what that particularly means, but in essence it means, if you're an early riser, that means one little less worry.
The only thing I could think of is that the later you stay up at night, the more things you can do to harm yourself, like too much wine, too many drugs, things like that, you know.
There was a comedian, the best line he ever said, and it still sticks to me. He's like, there is no good reason to go to an ATM at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, exactly. I mean, when we're driving into work, it's like, these other people that are with us, they're either cops or drunks. That's what I figure, you know.
Yep.
That's where I learned the circle of life is when I started this job and coming to the radio station when the bars were closing. And I remember at the time I was closing those bars and doing the stagger walk home. And now I'm on my way to work. So.
Yeah.
We also found out little tweaks that you can make throughout your day to boost energy. There, to really have success, you need to have energy and flow. And in this instance, it's talking about being in the zone. You know, sometimes when things are clicking and you're just humming along, in order to get that flow going, you need to make sure your energy is with you because sometimes the energy kind of goes away. So here's one tip I thought was pretty good from our founding father, Benjamin Franklin. He wrote in his autobiography, he said he started every day asking himself, what good shall I do this day? And ending his day with, what good have I done today?
I like it because it's easy. It's not hard to do that. You know, just put yourself in the right frame of mind.
It's a self-affirmation. It's simple to do. So you're setting yourself up for looking at things positively as opposed to, oh man, what do I have to do now?
Yeah. Sleep. As much as you want to sleep in on the weekend, they say a consistent pattern of sleep, that means go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time, is best for you. So don't do a Janie and think that you can party all weekend because you don't have to wake up early.
Hey, the morning show is only during the week. That's why I use the weekend for the 3 a.m. bedroom time.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, and I'm so much on the schedule, I try to stay up later on the weekends, and I make it maybe about 30 minutes longer.
It's tough.
And that's
party
it.
Animal.
Yeah. quality food and water before coffee. You know, this is kind of hard, especially if you reach for the coffee pot first thing in the morning. A lot of times, you need that nutrients that comes from food and from water in particular.
Yeah, sometimes you're just thirsty when you think you're hungry. Mm-hmm. You know?
They say as little as 1% dehydration. Your body's dehydrated by 1%. Wow. That can lead to a decrease in mood and cognitive ability.
Cognitive.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. I'm short on water again. so that's pretty good here. They say drink anywhere from, you know, 20 to 32 ounces of water to make sure you're properly rehydrated. And then most important, and the thing I'm guilty of not doing a lot of times, is taking breaks to re-energize yourself.
Yeah.
That's not eating lunch at your desk. That means when you get a break, don't work through it. Actually get a break and get up and walk around.
There's something about that short walk that really gets it. It changes the what you're looking at. It changes what you're thinking and gets that heart rate up a little bit.
And, you know, I said this already, but I like these things because they're easy to do. And I know them all, but it's nice to be reminded, especially about the water part in the morning.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting there all lethargic and you're thinking, I really don't even want to have to stand up. But once you do, like, you could be so much more productive for that last hour or two of the day.
Plus, you know, when you walk around, you're learning on the latest office gossip.
That's right.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're just keeping yourself in the know there.
Or you could do some crop dusting.
Now you know the culprit.
Yeah.
Oops.
No,
it's not the dog. I've said too much.
So this was kind of scary because there was a story, a couple of weeks ago, maybe even last week, about there was a hidden camera found in a cruise ship.
Yeah, they say a crew member put it in there.
Yeah, and these cameras, I mean, are super small. I learned this from working at Sears. You know, you see the big bubbles they had up on the top?
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
And they think that they're thinking that these are like from the 1980s or whatever. Like, no, these are the latest things. These things can count the hairs on your head.
Yeah, right.
That's how zoom in they can get. And so, you know, you really think about how small cameras are now. You really don't know, especially if you go into a hotel room or, you know, go into the bathrooms or whatever. So there's a company called Spy Associates, and they've created the Spy Finder Pro Hidden Camera Detector.
How does this thing work?
And it works by using LED lights, strobe lights, that ferret out reflective surfaces on the cameras. Now, cameras have, you know, lenses inside of it, and they tend to give a different light reflection when LEDs are shone upon it. So regardless if the camera's on or even if the camera is not working, it should be able to detect it. So apparently you put it up to your eye like you're looking through a viewfinder, push this button, and it will shoot out the LED lights.
Right.
And if it sees a camera in your direction, a red light will come on in your eye. So you can go up to it and see if you can find that camera. It's a Kickstarter campaign right now. It's $198 if you order by November 24th. They say it works. Maybe worth the investment. You can also go to spyassociates.com for more information on that.
Alrighty.
And then finally, the most popular dog names in 2018. This comes from Banfield Pet Hospital. They analyzed more than 2.5 million pet records. They found that pop culture really does play into how we name our pets. Marvel movies and the Star Wars sagas are big players. They say Black Panther-inspired names on dogs and cats were pretty big, as well as Guardians of the Galaxy and Avengers Infinity War, as well as Solo, a Star Wars story. Saw a lot of cats christened Han Solo and a lot of dogs named Lando.
Okay.
And I'm sure raccoons named Rocket. I know is if you live in New York City, never name your dog Taxi.
Never name it. Yeah, that's
just
true.
Telling you.
They say, though, that for the most part, we're sticking to traditional names. The top 10 names, number one on the list, Charlie for dogs, followed by Coco, Daisy, Bailey, Lola, Molly, Sadie, Toby, Sophie, and Bear.
There's a really...
Go ahead, Stormwater.
I was just saying, there's a really cool John Steinbeck book called Travels with Charlie.
Oh, yeah?
And Charlie was his poodle, a standard-sized poodle, and he traveled all over the country with Charlie, who had a great personality. It's a great book.
Oh, that's cool. See, and I feel so unoriginal after I see this list because I've had animals, whether it's a goat. I had a goat named Sadie, cat named Sophie, dog named Bear. So I'm like, all right, I need to mix things up a little bit here.
Well, there you go. So there's our show for today, Monday, November 12th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTKA.
ABC.
Have a great Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.